Last Word on Today FM.
And let's turn to travel. Last Word on Travel with Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie. Sarah, how many direct flights do we have now between Ireland and the United States and Canada?
We have 27, would you believe, which is hard to believe, isn't it, for our little island? There's never been so many flights. The access is incredible this year.
And it's not just all Aer Lingus, is it?
No, Aer Lingus have 18 different routes to North America, but also United have doubled their number of flights to Washington and increased capacity on Chicago. I think Delta increased their flights from Shannon to New York. And then, of course, we've JetBlue, New York and Boston. And we've new routes as well to Detroit and Minneapolis that tend to get a little bit overlooked when you look at when you see the new ones like Memphis and Vegas and everything popping up. But there's just so much access now to the States. It's incredible.
Which has given you the idea of talking about potentially doing driving tours in the United States. And you've picked out one example, starting from Nashville, where you can now fly four times weekly with Aer Lingus.
That's right. This is one that's been on my own bucket list for a long time. And I think it's the first time we've really got the Deep South opened up. So for anyone who wanted to, you know, maybe visit Graceland, see the home of country music, this is just the perfect opportunity now with this direct flight. And Nashville, funny, it's one of those cities that I haven't been to, but everyone I talk to who goes to Nashville loves it. Like, it's just, I don't think I've ever heard so much positive feedback about one place. And not necessarily music buffs, just everybody seems to love the whole vibe of the city. And there's so much to do there. The Grand Ole Opry is the ultimate live music experience, and it has eight different stars every week. So no two shows are the same. So you have different stars that perform every single week. It's supposed to be fantastic. And you've got the Country Music Hall of Fame there. You've also got, of course, Memphis is another must visit in Tennessee, not too far away. So you can visit Elvis's mansion and see his pink Cadillac and his planes and get the full tour and everything. So
there's
just so much to do there. Yeah.
And of course, also in Memphis, you have the National Civil Rights Museum.
Yeah, this is supposed to be spectacular, like really, really good. It's actually on the site where Martin Luther King was assassinated. And apparently it just gives a fascinating insight into the movement. And I was talking to somebody who's at it and he said it's one of the best museums he's ever been to.
And of course, you can also then drive up to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what I think what makes this road trip so good, because, you know, it's a lot of people would want to go to Nashville and Memphis, and then you can just drive further down to New Orleans. Usually that's what people do, three night stays in each. And then if you want to, what might surprise some listeners is the north of Florida, the Panhandle, where there's gorgeous beaches, much quieter beaches around Pensacola. That's only a 3-hour drive from New Orleans. So if you wanted to do kind of all the cities, you know, and then crash out on the beach at the end, it just sounds like a really the perfect road trip, doesn't it?
And where would you fly back from then?
Well, if you were doing something like that, you'd just probably go via London or via New York, or, you know, you'd probably via a hub, you wouldn't come back direct. But most people would probably fly into Nashville and then fly out of, whether it's New Orleans or depending on where you want to finish up.
OK, another one, I suppose the classic one that many people do is Route 66, isn't it?
Yeah, that's again like probably one of the most famous road trips in the world. You're going to need to at least allow 2 weeks for that one. It starts in Chicago, finishes in Santa Monica, and you just pass through so many different states and cities along the way. Again, it's up to you to decide how long you want to spend in each, but some of the most popular stops would be St. Louis, Amarillo in Texas, New Mexico, and then before you kind of reach Arizona and you reach the Grand Canyon and Vegas and all of that. But it's just so many different kind of landscapes, I suppose, from, you know, the Arizona, the canyons and the Indian reservations in New Mexico. And you've got, like, you know, Santa Fe, the Spanish colony. And there's just so much variety in a trip like that, that you would, I'd say, minimum need 2 weeks. And then, of course, you finish up in Santa Monica in California.
What sort of price would you put on that?
I priced a few of these, $2,499 with flights and fully inclusive car rental for 15 nights. And that's with Tropical Sky Stop. They've picked hotels along the way to stop, but you can obviously change that to suit you. But that's a kind of a guide price based on travel in September, based on two sharing, which I thought was quite good for 2 weeks, including your accommodation.
Okay, you've got an unusual one. I've never heard of this one. The Utah Canyonlands with a camper van.
Yeah, my Easter trip this year is to Utah, and I'll have to talk all about it when I come back. But that's my, again, one that's been on my bucket list for a long time is the Canyonlands, and I'm finally getting to go. But this particular one I really liked because a lot of people like the idea. I suppose accommodation in the States is expensive. A lot of people like the idea of kind of being in a camper van and doing their own thing. And I think the Canyonlands is probably one of the best places to do that because you've got so many different national parks and you can decide where you want to stop. And your accommodation is your camper van. So with the new direct flight to Vegas, if you go direct, if you go before the end of April or go from October onwards, and you can fly direct to Vegas with Aer Lingus. And Bryce Canyon is just a 2 hour drive from there, 2.5 hours. So usually what people do, or at least what we're doing, is we're starting in Bryce Canyon and then we're kind of going around Zion National Park, Arches National Park, Monument Valley. We're doing all the kind of Canyonlands and then we're coming home and we're coming back to Vegas and spending our last couple of nights there. So it's just, it's again, it's an iconic kind of road trip around the Canyonlands and just offers like amazing scenery and so much to do. Like I've been checking all the different things we can do, and there's whitewater rafting and tours with the Navajo tribe around Monument Valley and lots of cool stuff. So really looking forward to that.
And I suppose the classic one for many people is the West Coast trip. If you start in San Francisco and work your way down to San Diego.
Yeah, that's one. I think you did that too, didn't you?
Yeah.
And loved it, and I did as well. It's just such a great trip, particularly if you're going with kids, because there's so much to do. San Francisco, as you said, is usually the starting point. There's direct flights there now as well. And then there's so many places to stop along the way. Monterey has one of the world's biggest aquariums. It's great with kids. And then as you work your way down the coast, of course, you finish up, you've got Universal Studios, you've got Disney, you've got so much to do around there. And then the best thing is just flaking out on the beach at the end in San Diego. That's a fabulous trip for families, I think, as well. And again, not as expensive, I think, as people might expect. I priced it in July during school holidays for 10 nights, including your flights. And it works out at $7,596 based on a family of four. So $18.99 per person. But you know, when you think it, that's July, that's peak time, that's peak accommodation. You know, prices may not be as expensive as
yeah.
what people.
You need a lot of spending money with the way the dollar is against
You
the
do,
euro
yeah,
at present,
yeah.
and prices over there and tipping. You know, you'd be it's an expensive day out every day, but depending on the number that you have there as well. But on that particular trip, things like the aquarium in Monterey is spectacular. San Simeon is one of the most extraordinary places as well. And just briefly to finish, what about East Coast drives?
Yeah, this is one I just kind of thought a lot of people might want to do themselves. There's so many flights to the East Coast now between New York. And we've so many even options in New York alone with all the airlines. But New York, it's quite might surprise people to know, like New York to Philadelphia is only 2 hours drive. Washington is only 2.5 hours drive. So, you know, it's a really if you wanted to do the cities, it's very possible to combine the three together on one trip. Another very popular one is Boston and Cape Cod and Maine, if you kind of want to do a whole New England discovery. And then, of course, New Jersey. It gets often overlooked, but it got like the Jersey Shore. Cape May is absolutely stunning spot. America's oldest seaside resort with all those Victorian buildings. So that's another great one. Start in Newark, work your way down and finish in Cape May. So there's lots of different options if you look at the East Coast as well.
Okay, we leave it there. Thank you very much. Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie is the website on which you can find more details.
The Last Word on Today FM.